telling these tears, go and fall away, oh, may the last one burn into flames.
What is up, Wisconsin and beyond? I'm Maggie Dawn, host of the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Friday, everybody. And for Brewers fans like myself, I'm so sorry. What a letdown. But we have a great show to help pick you all up after that devastating loss. Listen, folks, the Mets are going on my list of teams that I will hate for all eternity. Joined in that very troubling group by the St. Louis Cardinals and Chicago Cubs. Mets, we're coming for you next year. But right now, here on the Maggie Dawn Show, I've got Ben Wickler, chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. You're not going to want to go anywhere for 2 hours, folks. We have a really special interview coming up as well with Senator Tammy Duckworth in this hour. I've got pollster Charles Franklin from Marquette University Law School, Stephen Price, a millionaire, talking money with me in today's segment of Maggie and the Millionaires. And of course, it is Friday, so we've got local and overlooked. What's good in your hood will be coming up at the end of the show. But let's jump right in, Ben. There has been so much going on this week in the world of politics and public policy. Thanks for making time for us.
I'm delighted to be with you today. And boy, is it intense right now. This is the home stretch in the state that is the tipping point for the entire country. And we see the work that happens in the next month, the next 31 days to as really the defining outcome determinative question in the future of American democracy.
Yes, I've got my presidential election countdown up. It is 31 days, 10 hours and 51 minutes, and now about 35 seconds until voting begins on election day. Of course, folks, you in the state of Wisconsin can vote early via absentee ballot. You've got any questions about that, you can, of course, visit Civic Media's website at civicmedia.us/vote. You can always check out and get all the information you need to register, where your polling place is, all that good stuff at myvote.wi.gov. Ben, I wanted to play you a little sound. Aaron, this is going to be J.D. Vance talking about the 2020 outcome. And of course, earlier this week, he wouldn't answer who won the presidential election in 2020, but it seems yesterday he had a different answer. Let's take a listen.
Who won the 2020 election? Could you just answer, did Donald Trump win, yes or no?
Yes.
He did win.
Yep.
So will you concede if your opponent gets more votes, will you concede?
I really feel bad for you, man.
I just want to know, if your opponent gets more votes, will you concede?
Wow. Ben, your reactions.
Look, J.D. Vance got this job for one reason only. And it's like the viral meme says, when you're applying for a job, always ask why the position is vacant. The reason why he is the vice presidential nominee is that he's made clear that he's willing to shred the Constitution to make Trump a dictator. His one job, the true job qualification, is that he's already shown that he's willing to break every one of his own principles, that he's willing to turn his back on everything he's ever purported to stand for in order to make Trump more powerful. Trump likes the fact that Vance was anti-Trump before, but now has shattered all of those convictions that he used to adhere to and advocate for in order to be Trump's lackey. Because that's what Trump is looking for, someone who has no fixed principles other than a willingness to do whatever it is that Trump wants. And that is now on display for the whole country in a new way. And it's why it's so urgent that Vance and Trump lose this election, because if they get into power, they're going to do everything they can to hold on to it. This is not a drill. And I think what we've seen from Vance in the last week makes that chillingly clear. It's exactly why Liz Cheney was in our state yesterday to make clear the stakes in this fight.
Just one follow-up comment on that. This is what J.D. Vance has been saying out loud, but in coded language for the last couple of years. And this is the repeated line from J.D. Vance that we are in a, quote, late stage republic. And what he means by that is the end of democracy as we have known it in this democratic republic. He's finally being called to task and asked to say, what does that mean? And it means exactly what Ben Wickler, chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, just said, and that is he'll do anything, include installing Donald Trump as a dictator in order to win. The man has no democratic principles or values. But let's talk about that in terms of this incredible movement coming out of Republicans, not just Republicans like Liz and Dick Cheney, but all throughout government levels, right? Liz Cheney here in Ripon, Wisconsin yesterday, the birthplace of the Republican Party, coming on the heels of a number of Republican elected officials, including one sitting Republican district attorney, signing a letter this week saying they support and will be voting for Kamala Harris. Ben, tell us about the meaning, the importance of someone like Liz Cheney speaking in Ripon, the birthplace of the Republican Party.
Look, the Republican Party was once the party of Lincoln. It was the party that was founded in the little white schoolhouse in Ripon, Wisconsin in the 19th century. It was founded as an anti-slavery party. It was a party of freedom that stood for the best of America's traditions in a counter to the worst of its most horrific or kind of original stains and sins. But that Republican Party has lost its way. You know, there were strains of that original Republican Party that went all the way through John McCain, but and maybe a little tail echo in Mitt Romney in 2012. But it's been Trump for the last three elections, and Trump spits on the legacy of people who fight and die for their country. He is the opposite of the best tradition of the Republican Party. And in this election, Trump is trying to answer no to the question that Abraham Lincoln posed in his address at Gettysburg. He was talking about making sure that government by the people, of the people, for the people shall not perish from this earth. Trump wants to end it. He wants to drive a stake through its heart. So he is the anti-Lincoln in that sense. And he is constantly talking about division in exact counter to Lincoln's message and the war that he fought to ensure that the Union would remain strong. Trump is a blight to the principles of the Pledge of Allegiance and our national anthem. And what Liz Cheney was here doing was saying, look, I am a hardcore Republican. I've never voted for a Democrat. She talked about campaigning for George W. Bush in Wisconsin in 2004, 20 years ago, the state where she was born, the state of Wisconsin.
Yes.
She's been on the other side from you and me and many of our listeners for decades. But in this moment, all of the arguments that we can have are kind of up here, and this is down here. This is the underlying foundation, the question of whether we will be a democracy or not, a republic or not, whether we will be a place that is ruled by consent of the governed, by the people choosing their leader, or whether we will be Trump's day one dictatorship that he's promised, a place where the Constitution is terminated. And when Liz Cheney comes in and gives the speech that she did, she's talking to Republican voters who know right in their guts that Trump is wrong, that Trump is a danger to the country. It's not just looking back at January 6th. Scott Walker said people are over January 6th. It's that January 6th shows us what he's willing to do to trample our Constitution and hold on to power. They say, what do you call a failed coup? Practice. January 6th was their first attempt to end American democracy. And you can believe them when they say it is not the last attempt. They're trying to do this right now. And the only way to stop them is to vote in such big numbers that the election becomes unstealable by the far right. That is the challenge before us. And Cheney was speaking to the hearts and souls of patriotic Republicans who know that even if they disagree with Democrats 6 ways from Sunday, they believe in the idea of America. Democrats do, a lot of Republicans do, and we should come together and vote on that basis to make allow America to be its best version of itself instead of collapsing into a Trumpian nightmare.
Cheney said yesterday, quote, our republic faces a threat unlike any we have faced before. A former president who attempted to stay in power by unraveling the foundations of our republic by refusing to accept the lawful results confirmed by dozens of courts of the 2020 election. We cannot turn away from this truth. Putting patriotism ahead of partisanship is not an aspiration. It is our duty. At the very heart of our survival as a republic is the peaceful transition of power. Frankly, each week it seems that there are more and more Republicans speaking out and giving their full-throated support to Vice President Harris. Of course, we've been talking about Dick and Liz Cheney. There's Adam Kinzinger, Judge Michael Luttig, a very traditional conservative, former Attorney General under George W. Bush, Alberto Gonzalez, by no means a centrist. Georgia's former Governor Jeff Duncan, Jim Mr. McCain, Senator McCain's son, Jimmy McCain, Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh, David French, George Will, in a blazing op-ed last week in the Washington Post, and dozens of former aides. One of the most shocking figures to me is a large group of nearly 750 former national security leaders signed a letter collectively endorsing Vice President Harris. I mean, that is just a resounding sort of volume of Republicans and very conservative administration officials crossing numerous administrations, working for numerous different administrations, a bunch of Reagan White House aides. I mean, I could go on and on.
Yeah.
Ben, if you had a chance to speak to any of the traditional conservatives, Republicans out there that may be listening right now, people who might not be inclined to vote, independents and swing voters, what's your message to them, Ben?
My message to, you know, conservatives who are thinking about what to do is I would say, look, maybe the many Republicans who are out there supporting Trump, maybe they're right that the rhetoric is overblown, that Trump was actually not do all the things he's saying that he would do. But you have to look squarely in the face the fact that the people who were closest to Trump, the people who were around him in the room, in the Situation Room, are saying, are trumpeting that this guy should never get back into power. That's not happening with people who've ever been around Harris or Walz. On our side, there's not a kind of alarm bell going off, but there is on the other side. And, you know, for Democrats, I think we take those extremely seriously. Maybe conservatives think that we're taking them too seriously, but those alarm bells are absolutely there. And I think all of us need to ask ourselves, if we elect Trump and we become the kind of country that Trump is talking about, can't we look back and realize what we could have done differently? Let's just do it differently now.
That's Ben Wickler, chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. Thanks so much, Ben. You're going to want to keep it locked. My groundbreaking interview with Senator Tammy Duckworth talking about Donald Trump's fitness to serve and what he has said to those who have paid the ultimate price to preserve and protect this democracy is up next here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm going to keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.